Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Monday morning. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 6:25, down 26 on the open. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 6:01, down 28.5. May 6:15, down 27.25. July 6:27, down 26.75. September 6:46, down 26.75. December 6:67, down 25.75 on the open. March corn opened at 3.89.5, down 21.25 on the open. May 3.95.5, down 25.75. July 4.08, down 23.5. December of 2009, 4.29.5, down 24.75. And March of 2010, 4.37.5, down 28.5 on the open. March beans opened at 10.04, down 32 on the open. May 10.11, down 34.5. July 10.20, down 36.25. November 9.94, down 35.5. January of 2010, 10.05, down 30 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 307.50, down 8.30 on the open. March 308.50, down $6. January soybean oil opened at 35, down 150 on the open. March 35.50, down 122. February live cattle opened at 82.85, down 25 on the open. January feeders 94.70, up 60. February lean hogs 62.35, down 10. And February bellies opened at 83.25, down 32.5 on the open. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we delve into the specifics, let's get your general impressions and comments about how this morning's USDA reports might in total be a trend changer potentially.
Well, the news is definitely negative. There's no question about that. We're not going to run out of corn. Beans are a little bit more of a supply situation too. So there's no urgency to step up and be a buyer. And so when you look at trends and cycles, we've been up for 4 to 5 weeks here. So we're midway through the cycle count. So time-wise, we're due to back and filling through here. Momentum-wise, we saw some divergences, which suggest a correction. So to sum it up, today's fundamental news, and depending where we close, technically, too, suggests that this market is due to drift lower here or move lower here for the next week or two as we try to look for some cycle lows here towards the end of January, 1st of February.
More to the point, does last week's high become pretty firm resistance as we move this market forward into the March time frame?
Well, we've used the highs there last week as a benchmark on the corn. Then we used last night's high in the benchmark in the beans to measure off of to see what type of pullbacks are possible here. If you look at the daily chart, the bean market, especially in March, did make a new high overnight, and if we do close lower here, and maybe a sharply lower, we could be a pretty massive type of reversal action. So we'll see what 115 brings. We're still a long ways from that time window here when the market closes. So technically, last week's highs and the recent highs will be resistant points on the charts.
Let me ask it another way. Does today's revelations from USDA mean that it's unlikely that we will see a rally in corn above the October highs of 450 before planting season?
Well, that's a long that's a long ways away, and a lot of things could happen. I mean, if all heck breaks loose in the Middle East and crude oil runs $100, well, yeah. If we can continue the current type of news and current type of trend, it's going to be awful hard to achieve that. So there's just a lot of what-ifs right now. As a commodity trader, as a grain producer, the trend's down, and you got to trade it as if the market will not go higher from here on out.
Why do you think the trade missed the numbers so badly?
Well, to sum it up, it was a lot of little changes that added up. You know, you saw a little higher harvested acre number. You saw a slightly higher production number. And then tinker with the demand, and that added up. But the trade probably miscalculated the U.S. farmers' ability to produce grain. Farmer did a lot better job than what he let on. You know, we did have a dry August, and there was concerns yields would be down. But when it's all said and done, you know, the farmer did quite well in producing corn and beans here in the U.S.
So if you're a hedger and you still have some crop that you need to sell, what becomes your new benchmarks? Where do we go from here?
Well, that's a good question to ask now if the market's down.
That's why I give you all the best questions.
Well, we've been scaling up into it, and if you go back and play the tape, you know, we recommended to divide your remaining inventory up into thirds. That one third was moved. We still got two thirds left, you know, and so we're going to let the smoke clear and the dust settle. Then we're going to use some type of retracement bounce here to get some more sold or moved here. But we want to hang on to some in this spring because, you know, we still got a pretty good demand base. We still got a lot of uncertainty in front of us. And we'll save a little inventory to get off here later on in February and March. When you look at the big picture, though, this was the rally to get to where you want to be. If you're not to where you want to be, I would suggest get there fairly quickly.
Do you think that that USDA has now done another way of asking the question against the rally question I asked earlier? Do you think now that USDA has done all the damage it is likely to do? And I'm particularly looking at the demand estimate for exports.
Well, USDA's trying, or WASDE's, they're trying to, you know, do the best they can to monitor the situation. And when you look at demand, it's obvious corn sales are running anywhere from 50 to 45% below last year. They did address demand would be lower, so that's not quite as bad as it sounds. But two, the Chinese situation, corn production there is up 5 million metric tons. Two, they're looking at you know, producing more corn. The fear is now that they might capture some of our Asian market. They've been absent here for a while. So if they start putting corn on the world market, we've got a whole different picture in front of us. So we'll monitor this as we go and through here and try to get a handle on overall world demand. When you look at the world corn ending stocks, you know, we're talking 136 million metric tons versus 123. So it suggests ample supplies.
Might we see that wheat takes over the leadership when you looked at the all-winter wheat acres number at 42,098? The trade, again, missed that one by quite a bit. Their guess on the average, 44,178.
Well, from a fundamentalist, that's pretty bullish. You got wheat down 50 cents, so I'm scratching my head on what's going on other than broad-based fund liquidation. But, yeah, that is positive. We got less wheat acres, but old crop supplies are plentiful. World supplies are plentiful. But you take that wheat acreage, we're looking at 5 million less wheat acres from last year. Now, what mix or where is those 5 million acres going to go in the 09 crop?
All right, Kurt. Thank you much. Talk to you again this afternoon after the dust clears.
Very good. Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City now at 6.09 and a quarter, down 41 and three quarters. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at 5.80, down 49 and a half. July, 6.03, down 50 and a quarter. March corn is limit down, locked down. In fact, all the contracts are locked limit down all the way out to March 2010. February crude oil is at $38.50, and it's down $2.33. The February RBOB is trading at $1.08 2/10, and it's down 2 9/10. January beans, $9.85, down 52 1/4. March, $9.86, down 50. May at $9.95 1/4, down 50 1/4. July, $10.05, down 51 1/4. January soybean meal at $2.99.80 is down 16. March, $2.99.20 is down 15.30. January soybean oil is at $34.93, down 1.57. The March at $35.06 is down 1.66. February live cattle, $83.45, up 30. January feeders, $95.15, up 105. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.